The word of the Lord was addressed to me as follows. Son of man, tell the ruler of Tyre, the Lord says this. Being swollen with pride, you have said, I am a god. I am sitting on the throne of God, surrounded by the seas. Though you are a man, not a god, you consider yourself equal to God. You are wiser now than Daniel. There is no sage as wise as you. By your wisdom and your intelligence, you have amassed great wealth. You have piles of gold and silver inside your treasure houses. Such is your skill in trading, your wealth has continued to increase. And with this, your heart has grown more arrogant. And so the Lord says this, since you consider yourself the equal of God, very well, I'm going to bring foreigners against you, the most barbarous of the nations, and they will draw swords against your fine wisdom and will defile your glory and will throw you down into a pit, and you will die a violent death surrounded by the seas. Are you still going to say, I am a god, when your murderers confront you? No, you are a man and not a god in the clutches of your murderers. You will die like the uncircumcised at the hands of foreigners. For I have spoken. It is the Lord who speaks. Ezekiel's readings going through the masses at the moment open up with some very violent images. Not the kind of God that we're normally familiar with from the teachings of Jesus. But I'm not sure if it's as different as we think. Because quite often in our own lives, when we find that certain things are going wrong, one of the things that is often missing from the underlying part is the whole notion of prayer, spirituality, and the presence of God in our world. This isn't a new problem. It was a problem, as we can see, in the time of Ezekiel. And in every age, we have had some kinds of problems. We don't always blame them on God, but when we're looking at the stories that the way the Hebrews told them, it wasn't so much that they were saying that this God was a nasty, vengeful person, but they were seeing nastiness happening in the world, and they just read that as being a sign of God's displeasure. I remember various different scripture lecturers, when they'd be trying to get some, instill some notion of the Gospels into me, would always point out the huge difference in the two gods. The God of the Hebrews was this angry and vengeful. The God of Jesus Christ and of the Christian community was gentle and kind and loving. And then you think, well, didn't Jesus introduce God to us as Father? Didn't Jesus tell us that we should call him Father? And like any prudent father, there are days when annoyance is actually probably the correct course of action. That is what we maybe should be looking at when we read the Hebrew scriptures, that this is not a question of God getting angry. When floods come in, or what we call acts of God in our insurance certs, when floods come in and earthquakes break, we call them acts of God, but in the end, they're acts of nature. But once upon a time, these were read as signs of God's displeasure, because there are always things in our world that would be displeasing to God. There are always things in our world that are pleasing to God. We can't always focus just on the good things and expect the bad ones to take care of themselves. Sometimes we need to start challenging people. We might need to be able to say to them, get up, look at the way you're living your life, and think about it. There is a need for prayer. There is a need for spirituality. The God of Ezekiel is not a different God from the God that we know. We might not stress the punishments that he could wreak. What we stress is that he loves us and would like us to love him back. And the world does become a better place when more people believe. It's as simple as that. It's the call of Ezekiel and the call of our church today. Amen.